From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The entire Russian team is banned from the September Paralympic Games. The International Olympic Committee approved the entry of 271 Russian athletes at the Rio Games, about 70% of the country's original team. But the International Paralympic Committee strongly condemned Russia's doping program, including at the 2014 Paralympics in Sochi, Russia, and issued a blanket ban on Russian athletes hoping to enter the September competition, also in Rio. Thais voted Sunday to approve a constitution that the country's military leaders say opens the way to new elections. Preliminary results showed 62% of voters approving the constitution, 38% rejecting it. Critics see the vote as legitimizing the military's role in the government for years to come. Iran has executed a nuclear scientist who was convicted of handing over to the United States top secrets about Iran's nuclear program. The execution of Shahram Amiri was confirmed Sunday by Iran's official news agency, IRNA. A judicial spokesman said the court handed Amiri a death sentence, and that was upheld by Iran's Supreme Court. Amiri left for Saudi Arabia in 2009 and relocated to the United States a year later. U.S. officials said they paid Amiri about $5 million to leave Iran and provide information about its nuclear program. Syrian rebels Sunday broke a three-week government hold on the city of Aleppo. It's a major military setback for forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. An Australian and an American have been kidnapped in the Afghan capital, Kabul. A local official says men disguised in National Security Forces uniforms kidnapped the two around 8:30 p.m. Kabul time. Police have launched an investigation, and an operation is underway to find the abductees. Hundreds of thousands of people filled the streets of Istanbul, Turkey, Sunday in a display of solidarity with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The mass rally marked an end to 3 weeks of nightly demonstrations since an aborted coup in July. The rally on Istanbul's Yenikapi Square was planned by supporters of Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party. The rally was broadcast on giant screens throughout the country, and thousands gathered to watch in major cities. Storms have claimed the lives of at least 17 people in the Macedonian capital of Skopje. At least six people are missing, about 60 have been hospitalized, and about 1,000 have been evacuated. Health Minister Nikola Todorov says the government plans to issue a two-week state of emergency in the most affected areas. Torrential rains and winds exceeding 70 kilometers caused flash floods and landslides Saturday. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is questioning the mental health of his Democratic opponent, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Trump told a rally in New Hampshire on Saturday that Clinton is an unbalanced, unhinged person. Trump mocked her comment that she short-circuited in answering a question about her truthfulness in her handling of a national security material on the unsecured private email server she used while she was the country's top diplomat. Trump told the crowd he has a winning temperament. Day two of the Summer Olympic Games is underway in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The most decorated athlete in Olympic history, Michael Phelps, will compete in the 4x100-meter freestyle relay. Americans are hoping for first place this time after the French took the gold in 2012. The president of the Philippines has released a list of more than 150 judges, mayors, lawmakers, and military personnel he says are linked to the illicit drug trade. Rodrigo Duterte revoked the gun licenses of anyone on the list and advised them to turn themselves in by Monday. Somalia has officially released election dates for 2016. The chairman of Somalia's Election Commission says the 2016 presidential election will take place on October 30th. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.